The rescue mission of Roanoke is now transporting 30 to 40 people a day from the mission on 4th Street Southeast to Roanoke Area Ministries on Campbell Avenue Southwest, where Melissa Woodson is the executive director.
We're doing a good thing because we're taking people off the street, but we really need the community to step in and help us meet our funding. Even here, you know, you've got additional kitchen supplies, you've got additional cleaning supplies, you've got more wear and tear on systems. For example, we've actually had to get porta-johns here because our plumbing system couldn't take so many people.
Some of the demographics are changing as well. For example, Ram House is seeing an increasing number of older women, often grandmothers, says Woodson.
Post-COVID, we have a lot of elderly and disabled people on Social Security and disability who saw great increases in their rents and their utilities, and they just couldn't make it anymore, so they have entered the HOMA system where they weren't in it before.
Woodson is asking the public for donations to support its current operations on Campbell Avenue while still raising capital campaign funds for its late 2025 projected move to much larger quarters on Elm Avenue, where more services will be available from partners that are addressing issues faced by the homeless. Gene Marano, WFIR News.